Hello?
Hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time? Yes. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
I guess. Why not?
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, my first question to you would be is we'd like to know, does anybody in your home or your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work on a volunteer on our political campaign?
No.
Hey, sir, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislator on Tuesday, November of this year? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote?
Definitely going to vote.
Oh, okay. All right. We would like to know as well, sir, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Would you say Donald Trump, Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, Democratic candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Would you say Democrat, Republic, or Republican, or no party affiliation?
Independent.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what is the highest level of education you have completed?
College.
Great. Would you say some college or more than 2 years or more than 4 years?
More than 4 years plus 4 years of trade school.
Great, sir. Great. What would you say is your main racial background?
Mixed.
All right. I'm sorry. I was asking what was your main racial background?
Mixed.
No problem. What would you say is your age, sir? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
46 to 55.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should your state representative focus on most to help you and your families, sir? Would you say growth and overdevelopment, crime and public safety, abortion, taxes, inflation, and the other costs of things like gas and groceries, healthcare, K through 12 education, property insurance costs, the environment, illegal immigration?
That is so much all at once.
Would you like me to read them again?
No. I would say everything except abortion.
All right, sir. You said everything. Well, is there one that stands out the most?
No, more. Well, I would say immigration, the economy, inflation, all that needs to be taken care of all at the same time.
No problem. If the general election for Florida state legislator were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you're definitely going to vote for the Democratic candidate, probably going to vote for the Democratic candidate, you're going to lean slightly towards the Democratic candidate, or you're going to definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably going to vote for the Republican candidate, or you're going to lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Undecided.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor? Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Well, mostly approve. Let's just put it that way.
No problem.
In between somewhat and strongly.
Oh, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump is doing as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
I don't know. Donald Trump is not president.
Oh, what he did as president, when he was president, sir, do you approve or disapprove?
Yeah, I approved.
All right, sir. Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve, because he did great things for the economy and the black people and the Hispanic people.
Great. All right, I'm going to read to you a list of some public officials, all right, and in your community, you may be familiar with. I just want you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards them. If you haven't heard of them, just tell me as well, sir. For example, Vicky Lopez, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
I have never heard of him. No, let's just put it this way. Anybody but Ron DeSantis comes in my community. So I have no idea about any of them.
What about Sabina Koval, sir? Would you say you have a favorite?
I have no idea.
No problem.
I don't hear her on TV. I don't see her in my neighborhood. I don't even see the flyers.
No problem, sir. Thank you for your responses. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Well, I don't know about Donald Trump, but I'm definitely not voting for Joe Biden.
Would you say you're leaning more towards Donald Trump, sir? Or leaning more towards...
Oh, I guess you can say that. If I had to choose in between the two of them, then I would choose Donald Trump.
All right. Moving on, sir. All right. So we would like to know, sir. I'm sorry, my system is a little slow.
Yeah, it's all right.
Thank you. Well, here he goes. Would you say you're definitely going to vote or probably going to vote for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Would you say definitely or probably?
I really can't voice an opinion on that because I don't know who else is going to jump into the race.
All right. Okay, moving on, sir. Well, if the election for Florida State House of Representatives were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate, or Sabina Cova, the Democratic candidate?
I don't know either one of them.
All right. Would you say you're leaning more towards any of them, sir, the Republican or the Democratic candidate?
I don't know because I'm the type of guy that will look at who they are and what they've done. And I haven't heard anything about either one, so I haven't done the research yet to voice opinion on that.
No problem. Okay. And I'm going to ask you these short demographic questions before we finish. Thank you so far for your responses. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm more of an independent. I will lean any way. I'm more of the guy that will vote for somebody that will do the job, do it correctly, that will benefit everybody.
It doesn't say like that, sir. Well, you can choose as well between very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative.
I would say somewhere in the middle of both. I don't know. What is that? Moderate?
Yeah, the survey doesn't indicate, sir. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your responses, sir. Your answers were so helpful.
Yeah.
Have a nice day, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.